about the second floor? What did you...
The storage room. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
And if you had bedrooms up there, what would you call the steps?
Stairway, what we call it.
Stairway. And
well, now, let me see. Couldn't Tom White over here built a house similar, just exactly similar to this house, except he built his with a smaller bedroom and a wider hall. Our hall was, I believe, 6 or 8 foot wide, and his hall was 12 foot wide. And he had a staircase winding up there, and he had 2 rooms upstairs. And I believe they call it stairway, because I'd love to get up there and slide down on that, and couldn't Tom get at me. I believe that's what he calls
stairway. Did you always call the storage room just that? Did you ever?
Well, then also now we had a pantry off. I said we had a porch all the way around it there. My mother finally made my daddy box off just a small portion of the porch, and that's where we called it a pantry. We had a basement down in the downstairs. We still got it. And we stored our fruit and stuff, and then a pantry back there where she kept a flour and a meal and a different other utility. In other words, maybe we'd have company to come in there, especially during the what we call the big meeting time there, where she'd go down there and bring up several jars there to store there in the pantry where she wouldn't have to go down to the basement.
What I was thinking of is a place to store things where, well, things that you wouldn't want to throw away. But
well, now we had a smokehouse out there, and then we had a shed onto it there. That stuff that we, you might say, we didn't want to throw away in the gully, but we want to keep it there. We carried it out there and put it in there. Mm-hmm. In other words, it was sort of a storage room like.
Did you ever hear anybody call that plunder?
No, sir.
Or lumber?
No, sir.
Not wood, but just broken furniture and old toys and things like that. I've heard those terms, lumber and plunder. And
I've heard plunder.
Plunder?
No, I never did.
You probably said junk.
We call it the junk. We take it out to the junk. We call it the junkie. We take it out to the junk pile, or junkie.
But we didn't have a basement. We had what we call a cellar.
Cellar?
A cellar.
We also had a, well, it wasn't a cellar, it was a storm house, because he was out there and tore out, dozed out this holler. Now this right out here in the side, right out here in front, it's hard to believe, but that was nothing but a raw sand ditch when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. See, this is a road, and that was a raw sand ditch. And my daddy dug a storm house out there. Mm-hmm. We also called it a cellar in the storm house there, because he built a shed over top of it out of shingles, out of cypress shingles there, to keep water from seeping down in.
But that was to get into...
in case of a storm.
Uh-huh. Yes, but yours was to store fruit?
To store fruit, potatoes, and in the summertime, of course, it was cool. Maybe we'd put milk down there or butter. We'd also had a big dug well, and we'd let put the milk in gallon jugs, had a hook on the end of a rope, and would let the milk down into the water of the well to keep it cool. Nice. Or put the butler in a bucket and let it down into the water to keep it cool.
I see. How did you keep the milk?
You're talking back in those days there, and you know, you had an old board well. Of course, we made a top that would go over the that had a little